Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers, and wounded 36 others during the morning rush hour Tuesday. Multiple ambulances were sent to the scene in the central historic district of Veznedjeler, near Istanbul University and Bayezid Square, a popular tourist destination. After visiting the wounded being treated in Haseki Hospital, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey's fight against terrorists will continue to the end. The blast, which occurred on the second day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, is the latest of several attacks in Istanbul and Ankara this year. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington and Beijing will enforce sanctions against North Korea for its recent nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. But China and the U.S. apparently remain at an impasse over China's territorial claims in the South China Sea.
I reiterated America's fundamental support for negotiations and a peaceful resolution based on the rule of law, as well as, obviously, our concern about any unilateral steps by any party, whichever claimant, to alter the status quo.
China, which is the North's main ally and benefactor, supported the tougher sanctions against the North. Tensions are growing in the region over China's aggressive buildup of military installations on unoccupied islands and reefs in the South China Sea, many of which are claimed by other countries in Southeast Asia. VOA News.